You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CyberWire's Research Saturday. I'm Dave Bittner, and this is our weekly conversation with researchers and analysts tracking down threats and vulnerabilities, solving some of the hard problems of protecting ourselves in a rapidly evolving cyberspace. Thanks for joining us.
So Golden Chickens is actually a malware as a service operated by Bad Bulls Venom, which is a moniker used by an unknown individual in underground forums.
That's Chaz Hobson. He's Vice President of Threat Intelligence at Quo Intelligence. The research we're discussing today is titled The Latest Golden Chickens Malware as a Service Tools, Updates, and Observed Attacks. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
Currently, we were able to classify up to 8 threat actors that have used the Golden Chickens mask in the last 4 years. Top-tier threat actors, including Fen6 and Cobalt Group, have conducted campaigns utilizing tools and infrastructure from the GC mask. And all the threat actors using the GC mask mainly target the financial and retail sectors, although we also observed a few campaigns targeting government and chemical companies. It supports clients at every stage of the kill chain, both toolkits and the infrastructure, covering essentially the structure of an attack, enabling even low-skilled threat actors to execute complex targeted attack campaigns. An interesting note about this mask is that the operator only sells his tools and services for targeted attacks. So clients who are caught conducting widespread campaigns are banned from using the service. So since 2018, we've tracked the evolution of the GC mask, the activities of its operator, Bad Bulls Venom, as well as the different threat actors using it. And then by 2019, we uncovered and classified nearly a dozen tools linked to the mask. So since at least 2014, the mask operator has sold services on top-tier Russian-speaking underground forums.
Well, let's dig into some of the details together. I mean, can you take us through what are some of the elements that make up the Golden Chickens set of malware tools?
Yeah, so like I mentioned previously, in 2009, we declassified nearly a dozen tools that we know of that are attributed to the Golden Chickens mask. And pretty much this research is from throughout March and April of this year, we observed 4 attacks utilizing various tools from the mask portfolio. And at the time of our writing, we were declassifying our findings for the general public. In the campaigns that we observed during our analysis, we uncovered the mask operator created new variants of 3 existing tools in the service portfolio with notable code updates to Terror Loader, Venom LNK, and more eggs.
And what do each of those do?
Yes. So in our blog, we talk about, as I mentioned, we observed the notable updates to the three tools. So Terra Loader is a multi-purpose loader, which is written in pure BASIC. It's essentially a flagship product of the GC Mass service portfolio, and it's used as a framework to drop second stage malware. The updates that we observed for Terra Loader were the new variant used different string deobfuscation and obfuscation, brute forcing implementation, and anti-analysis techniques. Additionally, the latest variants that we've observed after this research were also 64-bit variants. So then we have Venom LNK, which is a Windows shortcut file that is likely generated by a newer version of the Venom kit building kit. The updates that we observed was that the new variant uses a new volume serial number and evolve execution scheme and only the local path of the Windows command prompt. So as you know, an LNK file is just a Windows shortcut file, so there's not a lot of code to observe. So these minor changes were the updates that we've seen from the older versions to the newest versions. The thing that leads to the linking is the tools that are actually downloaded thereafter, right? And the C2s, which are being used. And the last tool that we also noticed notable code updates to in this research was More Eggs. So you might have seen More Eggs previously being highlighted by other researchers as perhaps Spicy Omelet, but More Eggs is attributed to this mass. It's a JavaScript backdoor malware that's capable of beaconing to a fixed C2 server and executing additional payloads downloaded from an external web resource. More Eggs has been widely used by Cobalt in the past and still being used by Fen6. The updates that we observed is that the new variant includes a minimum delay before executing or retrying an action and cleans up memory after using it. And these updates indicate that the operator continues to regularly evolve and improve the toolset within his service portfolio and adapt new techniques over time, such as in a campaign that I will describe to you, we highlight in our research, he's leveraging Terra Loader to directly inject a payload into memory.
Well, let's go through some of the analysis that you did in your research. I mean, can you take us through some of the sightings of this that you all have documented?
Yeah. So like I was mentioning before, we observed these campaigns during March and April of this year. It was four attacks utilizing various tools. And then overall, we attribute the separately conducted campaigns with confidence varying from low to moderate to Fen6 and our threat actors GC05 and GC06 temp. And just to clarify a little bit, on GC05 and GC06, we categorize the multiple GC mass clients as GC followed by a number based on their overall motives, means, and opportunities. And then additionally, we append .temp to the GC categorization to represent that we are still investigating their exact singular attribution. So the first sighting is related to GC06 temp. And this is the Excel 4.0 macro sheet was used to deliver the GC mass infection chain. So based on our observation, this campaign likely targeted a large German chemical company. Four tools from the GC portfolio were utilized during the campaign, of which one payload is an information stealer we dubbed Terror Stealer, but it's also known as Sone or Stealer One. And this also was documented previously and in a report from Visa, which they entitled Fen6 Cybercrime Group Expands Threat to E-Commerce Merchants.
Well, let's go through some of the other sightings here. What are some of the other places where this has shown up?
Yes. So aside from this sighting, we also observed three other ones. So the second sighting is related to GC05. And this is a new campaign with familiar tactics, techniques, and procedures, which involved a financially themed set of initial access artifacts, including a new Venom LNK variant delivered via spear phishing email. Based on our observations, the campaign aligns with activities and TTPs we previously attributed to GC05. a threat actor we've tracked since September 2019 who leverages the GC mass extensively, especially Venom LNK, More Eggs, and Terror Stealer.
Hmm.
So after Sighting 2, we're moving into Sighting 3 and 4, which are related to the two attacks, share some similar characteristics of previously observed attack activity attributed to Fen 6. So these next two scenarios or sightings are classified as such, and a financially motivated, Fen 6 is a financially motivated threat actor group. Based on our analysis of the new campaigns, they might be related to Fen 6. We are still working on the attribution. So there's Sighting 3, which is fake job spear phishing delivering Venom LNK. The file names for both the Venom LNK variant and the archive it was contained within aligned with the theme for the known fake job campaign attributed to Fen 6 by both researchers at IBM X-Force and Proofpoint. And this was conducted since at least the middle of 2018. Sighting 4, this is Terror Loader directly injecting Metasploit's Meterpreter. The observed new Terror Loader variant I previously highlighted had a modified payload delivery mechanism, which decrypts the included payload, which is shellcode, and loads it directly into memory. During our analysis, we identified two DLLs in memory. One was determined to be OpenSSL, and the other was Meterpreter, which is a full-featured backdoor. Just to also add to this, previously in 2019, we identified Fen 6 as the only GC mass customer using a variation of the approach described above. Further to the attribution of the April 2019 case, the involved C2 domain registered in January 2019 is also a domain we observed in attack activity we already attributed earlier to Fen 6. In April 2020, we detected another attack with the same approach as 2019. So with these observations and these sightings, then it's clear that the GC Mass remains as a preferred service provider for top-tier e-crime threat actor groups due to Babel Venom's consistent updates and improvements of tools and its ability to maintain underlying network infrastructure.
And so what are your recommendations for folks to be able to detect this and protect themselves?
Yeah. So in general, the continued adoption of threat actors leveraging mass plays two roles in the cyber threat landscape. So it enables less sophisticated actors to execute attack campaigns against high value targets, which may otherwise be out of scope due to the potentially multi-layer perimeter defenses, and it creates a cluster of technical indicators from the same infrastructure that complicates attribution efforts. We always map the tools offered by the GC Mass to the MITRE attack framework, so defenders understand the tactics and techniques which are being employed so that they can enhance their detection and protection mechanisms. Additionally, we share the full indicators of compromise for attack campaigns, so they can be used to defend the organization's perimeter.
What is your assessment of this group in terms of the overall sophistication? Where do you rank them? Or is this a sophisticated organization we're dealing with?
Yeah, so over time, as we've continued to track the GC Mass and the operator, it's very clear that it is a very preferred mass in the e-crime underground, and that the tools are very useful in executing targeted attacks. This is our regarding attribution. The way that we are thinking about this and approaching it is that when profiling e-crime threat actors, we always deal with the hypothesis that the malware and the C2 infrastructure we are analyzing do not belong to the threat actor per se, but rather to the used mass provider. In the last years, we've noticed the tendency of threat actors outsourcing even more parts of the kill chain to third parties by using and offering mass solutions. When we confirm the use of our GC Mass, the attribution process focuses on how and when threat actors used it and who they targeted. When attributing GC threat actors to observed attack campaigns, we have identified some unique identifiers, which we hypothesize and proven to be true for independently attributing actors using the GC mask. Beyond TTPs, configuration variables within the More Eggs configuration and the C2 gate used are independent values, which are attributable.
Our thanks to Chaz Hobson for joining us. The research is titled Latest Golden Chickens Malware as a Service Tools Updates and Observed Attacks. We'll have a link in the show notes. The CyberWire Research Saturday is proudly produced in Maryland out of the startup studios of Data Tribe, where they're co-building the next generation of cybersecurity teams and technologies. Our amazing CyberWire team is Elliot Peltzman, Peru Prakash, Stefan Vaziri, Kelsey Bond, Tim Nodar, Joe Kerrigan, Carol Terrio, Ben Yellen, Nick Vilecki, Gina Johnson, Bennett Moe, Chris Russell, John Petrick, Jennifer Iben, Rick Howard, Peter Kilpie, and I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.